think I got a new batch of papers here. This is KA5AZK, and we will be continuing with the traffic training this afternoon. We will be going over the text and the signature. Do we have any questions about the preamble that anyone might have thought about from this morning? All right, and I will remind you, I have revised the literature, the training material, and it's on the website, 7290trafficnet.org. There's a new version on that site under training, so if you'd like to follow along, I won't be going over it word for word again, but we'll be going by this loosely. All right, if there's no other questions on the first part of the training on the preamble or heading or the addressee, we'll continue with the text. All right, and we're on page 7, I believe, of the, well, let me make sure of that. I changed my books. I haven't had time to put my papers together here. We're on the text anyway. It's 7 or 8 on the text. All right. What is the text? Text is the what the originating station wants to convey to the addressee. It's just a type of letter. But we do like to try to keep the message as short as possible, and you should limit your word count to 25 groups. And we'll be going over that a little more detail here in a minute. But the text is just what needs to get to the addressee information to him. All right, an identifying word that you'll hear sometimes is a word that is used before you transmit a something unusual, like a group, figure group, word group, initials, punctuation, of X-ray or query, break for text or signature, mixed group, directions, anything like that. That's an identifying word. It's just to let you know that there's something different coming, and that word is not counted as part of the text. It's just to let you know something different is coming. All right, word groups such as, or initial groups such as AM, QSL, ARRL are first transmitted by saying the identifying word of initial or initial group. Initial is probably a better way to do it, and then the whatever you need to send, such as AM, you'd say initials AM. QSL would be initials Quebec Sierra Lima. It's a good idea to use phonetics on those also, depending on the situation. You would do the same thing with figures or figure groups. Say figures or figure group in front of the numbers, and such as a phone number, and that's counted as three groups, by the way. You'd say figures 555, figures 214, figures 1212. That would be a count of three. Again, the identifying word is not counted. Okay, the date is usually spelled out by the month and then having the number. So you would say February, figure 5 would be how you transmitted the date, and that would be a check of 2. Again, the identifying word of figures is not counted. And the only time you need to put a year in the text is if it's something specific to the text. You don't need it in the heading. I think I forgot to mention that this morning. You don't need the year in the date in the heading or preamble. Hopefully we're going to get the message where it needs to go in the same year it's written in. So don't need the date that in that place. All right, any questions so far? All right, the only punctuation that you'll hear in message handling is a period or a question mark. Period is pronounced X-ray, and you just simply write an X. Question mark, you would say question mark or question, and or query, I'm sorry. Query is the word that you would use, and you would simply write a question mark. That is the only punctuation that we use, and you would say before the period, you would say initial X-ray. And again, that identifying word is not counted. Both the X-ray and the query are counted as part of the text, but you would not count the identifying word. All right, any questions on that? All right, you can use any type of salutation that you like. If it's going to a ham, you can use 7-3, and you would say figures 7-3 before it. You can use any other salutation you like, yours truly, best wishes, whatever you like. It is counted as part of the text. Whatever salutation you'd like to use, it is counted as part of the text. If you use 73, remember to say figure 7-3. All right, any questions so far? All right, let's go over book traffic a little. Book traffic is traffic that has the same heading and the same text and signature. We book that together to keep from having to repeat the text several times. If you have a book of 10 and it's all the messages have the same heading and text and signature, it's a whole lot easier just to read the common parts, which is the heading, text, and signature. Those are all common to each one, so they're called the common part. It's a whole lot easier to read once than it is 10 times. You would read those common parts first, and if the receiving station got it all correctly, then you would go with the numbers, the message numbers, and the who it's going to, the addressee. They should all have different numbers and be going to different people to be in a book. Any questions on that? That just makes it a whole lot easier. Any questions? All right. Let's see. The word break is used in two places after the phone number, and again after the salutation. That is to help the receiving station ask for any fields that he might need if he missed something or if he didn't understand something correctly. That would be a good place for him to get a fill, either on the preamble or the heading. And the addressee, after the phone number, you'd say break for text, and that would be a place for him to ask for any fields that he might need on what you've just sent. Then, again, after the salutation, you'd say break for signature, and the station that is copying it could ask for any fields that he might need on the text. There has been some information about the web addresses and email, how to count those. I did contact ARRL yesterday and got a clarification. For instance, if we use the NET's website, 7290trafficnet.org, you would say mixed group figure 7290 traffic net, that'd be one group, dot Delta Oscar Tango, and and then initials Oscar Romeo Golf. So that would be counted as three groups. That came from ARRO yesterday when I talked to them. That's what they've decided is the best way to handle that. So it depends on your web address, of course, ARRL.org, I believe it's org or is it com, would be initials Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima dot Delta Oscar Tango, initials Oscar Romeo Golf. The reason we use the dot for the period is periods are not accepted. And also, if you put an X-ray there, that would change the email address up. So do your first part of the web address, and then a dot, Delta Oscar Tango, and then the last part. Any questions on that? All right, the same would go for an email address. It would be exactly the same with the count. That's the way I've been teaching, but I had thought I'd better clarify that, make sure I was getting it right, and that's what they agreed on. That's something new that's come up with the advent of the Internet. All right, any questions about anything yet? Sometimes a message can be shortened by using an ARRL radiogram form, and that is on, let's see, page 16, I believe, of the new text. You'll notice by that great big long list that it will shorten up a message greatly if you use one of these. If you do use one, however, be sure to put an ARRL or ARL, I'm sorry, an ARL in front of your check count. If you use one of these in your text, be sure you put that in your check count. All right, I'm looking for my cheat sheet here that I can't find, so we'll wing it. All right, you'll notice that a lot of the messages have blanks on them. Depends on how many words you put in those blanks as to what the check count will be. Let's see, let me find one here. That would be good. How about we use ARL 53? Received your, and whatever you needed to fill in there, it's appreciated. Many thanks. If you just used one word, your check count on that would be ARL would be 1, 50 would be 2, 3 would be 3. And the fill in the blank would be 4. So depends on how many words you put in that blank as to how you count it. You always spell out the words, the numbers, like 53 would be spelled out, and that's counted as 2. All right, any questions on that? You can see it would sure be a lot shorter to use one of these if it'll work for what you need to say. All right. Let's see. There will be, I think that's all on that. There will be occasions when you need to return a message that you, one you took for delivery is undeliverable for some reason and you need to return it. In that case, you would have a whole new message, and it's going to have all your information because you're going to be the originator. It has all new handling instructions, however you want to do that. It's got your call, check count, where the message originated, new time if you use it, date and all that. And it should go back to the originating station. not necessarily who you got it from, but it should go back to the originating station. If you are not comfortable yet writing up a message and you want to don't want to do it, just let someone know and they'll either help you write it up or they'll take it for you. If the station is still there that you got it from, they would be more than happy to handle it for you. But please pay attention to those handling instructions. They're there for a reason. The station that originated the message put it there for a reason, so please pay attention to those. All right. Let's see. I guess we'll go into some do's and don'ts if no one has any questions. Do spell words, unusual words out using standard phonetics. You don't have to spell every word, but it is a good idea to use standard phonetics and spell anything that's unusual, or anything with a lot of V's, B's, D's, anything that could be misunderstood. Band conditions they really don't help us in this regard, so we need to make sure we get things as accurate as possible. So spell unusual words out using standard phonetics. It's K5A's and K. Transmit a message at a speed that can be copied easily. This will probably depend on who you're sending it to. Some people can type or write at reading speed, and you can go as fast as you can. Most of us are not that fortunate, and we don't type or write that fast. So a good way to learn this is to practice copying a message down. Remember, you're not going to deliver if you haven't acknowledged for it, but to practice, it doesn't matter where it's going to. If you practice writing it down, you'll get the rhythm of the message, get used to the outline of it, and get used to the speed to send it at. All right, make sure your text is correct before you accept it, before you acknowledge for it. If it isn't, ask the station to either reread it or fill in blanks that you might have. Don't be afraid to do so. We need to make sure that we get a message correct. It's a good idea to either unkey often or use your vox when you're passing a piece of traffic. You never know when the band will go away and not be there anymore. I've had that happen more than once to me. You're sending a piece of traffic and all of a sudden the station you're sending it to can't hear you. So to keep you from talking to thin air, it's a real good idea to use a vox or just unkey. You don't have to say anything when you unkey, just unkey for a couple of seconds and make sure they're still hearing you. Alright, it's a good idea to keep a message that you've received for a while. A week or two is probably plenty. You don't have to keep it forever, but you may need to refer back to it, so it's a good idea to keep it for a while. When you deliver a message, all you need to read to the addressee is the text and the signature. They don't need the heading or any of that. That's just for our use. They won't understand it probably anyway. So all you need to do is read the text and the signature to whoever you deliver it to. Also, please translate the ARR radiogram numbers to them. Don't tell them ARL-52. They won't know what it means, and probably a ham that's not active in traffic handling won't understand it either. So just read the translation to them, and that's all you need to do.
Greg?
Go ahead.
This is WD5EXI. I was going to comment that if you are delivering it to a ham, you can deliver it, as you said, just the message itself. But normally, normally I found that I also go ahead and talk to them and also give them the header information, if it's ARL numbers and stuff like this, to actually give them a little bit of a little bit of information about how the traffic is being handled. And at least I found that seems to work very well. WB5EXI.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Yeah, that's a good point. If it's going to him, matter of fact, that might even encourage new traffic handler, right?
Oh, yeah. So, like I say, that's why I kind of do it that way, to kind of let them know what I actually received, and then let them know how it ends up, and it's kind of interesting. So, like I said, that's at least what's worked for me, WB5EXI.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that comment. That's real neat. I delivered one not too long ago, and the lady was so excited about it, she asked me to mail a copy of it to her so she could take it and show it around, she said. So you need to, that makes it all worth handling traffic, and we need to pay attention to the situation. Thank you, Charlie. All right, any other questions or comments? All right. Sometimes a message will be undeliverable for whatever reason. Bad phone number, people have moved, whatever. That message needs to be serviced back to the station of origin, and not necessarily who you got it from. By rights, it should go to the station up there in the heading or the preamble, station of origin. Now, if you don't want to do with that, if you're unsure of it again, we'll be glad to either help you write it up or take care of it for you. That's no problem. The return message should go to the station of origin. Any questions so far? All right, down to the don'ts then. Never, ever change any part of a message that you get for either relay or delivery. With one exception, that is the check count. If there is a very obvious mistake in the text that will make your check count incorrect, leave the original and just say corrected to whatever check count you come up with. But make sure that you've got that text correct before you do so. That is the only thing that's ever changed in a message. The message should remain intact the way it's written up from the time it is written up to the time it's delivered. All right, never, ever deliver a message you haven't acknowledged for. If you're sitting there practicing by writing a message and the message is for your town, if you're not taking it, don't pick up the phone and deliver it. Let the person that was writing it do that. That's just a common courtesy between hams. So never deliver anything you haven't acknowledged for. It's not necessary to let the station that relayed a message to you know that you've delivered the message. It's a courtesy. We don't mind at all you doing so, but it's not absolutely necessary. It is the understanding that if you acknowledge for a piece of traffic, that you're going to either deliver it, service it back, whatever it needs to be have done with it. Once you acknowledge for number 22, number 22 is yours to deal with. But if you want to let the station you got it from, if they're still around, know that you've delivered it, that's fine. But it's not necessary. All right, any questions at all on anything? All right. we'll go on with the signature then. And the signature is not counted as part of the text. It's there's a break before the signature and one after the phone number, so you count everything between the two breaks is counted. So between after the phone number is a break and before the signature, and everything in between is counted, but not the signature. And the signature is just that. It's who wrote the message. And it is helpful sometimes to go ahead and put a phone number in it if you know they may not have one available for any return message. Or you can use titles if you need to, address, whatever. You're not counting the signature, so it doesn't really matter how many words. You just want to be careful and not get the signature longer than the text. The text, the signature is just the who's writing the message. All right, any questions so far? All right, we're going to practice writing a message here in just a moment, but in conclusion, the best way to learn traffic handling and net operations is participation. Can't stress this enough. During emergencies, it's really a hindrance to the net for inexperienced folks to check in. We welcome them, of course, but it's a whole lot easier if you know how the net operates and what's required, what's what they don't want, and you know how to handle traffic. So it's very important to participate and practice writing a message down. And like I said before, it doesn't matter where it's going to. You're going to just be using that for practice. So get in there and practice it. Most nets will be glad if you're having problems, if you still need some help, they'll be glad to someone move off with you and walk you through it. So don't be afraid to ask questions. We all had to do this at one time or another. So our first message, that is, remember when I first started, my hand was shaking so bad I couldn't hardly write. So we've all been there. We know it might sound scary, the radiogram, but once you've done it a few times, it'll become old hat to you, and it's no problem. Nothing in this, is anyone going to put you in jail if you make a mistake. So don't worry about making mistakes. We all do it. Just get in there and try. All right, any questions before we have a practice piece of traffic? All right, I'm going to read this, and at the breaks, I'll just pause and then continue so you get the idea of it. All right, please copy number one, routine, Hotel X-Ray Golf, Kilo Alpha 5, Alpha Zulu Kilo, 11, Gilmer, Texas, Golf India Lima, Mike Echo Romeo, Texas, February 5, John Smith, 123, Judson, Juliet, Uniform, Delta, Sierra, Oscar, November, Avenue, Windsor, California, Whiskey, India, November, Delta, Sierra, Oscar, Romeo, California, 95492, 707-235-0110, 707-235-0110, break for text. keep traffic nets active by originating and receiving traffic. Figure 7-3, break for signature. Joanne, Juliet, Oscar, Alpha, November, November, Kilo, Alpha, 5, Alpha, Zulu, Kilo, into traffic. Alright, you notice in the heading I didn't announce what each part was, didn't say I spell or figures or anything like that. Once you get used to the form of the message, you'll know what's coming, and that's almost wasted words to let you know what is coming. So just read it. Again, read it slow enough where it can be written down, but you don't need to identify what's coming. In the text, let me go to the addressee first. The addressee, you know the name is coming, and then you know the address. It's going to have numbers in it, so you don't need to say figures or anything like that. And then the city and state. And the zip code will always come next, and that's always going to be figures. And the phone number will always be figures. And I like to repeat the phone number a couple of times just so whoever's taking the message can double-check it, make sure they've got it correct. Sometimes you'll have a piece of traffic with two phone numbers. In that case, you can just say first phone number and then second phone number. But you don't need to waste a lot of words on obviously what's coming next. In the text, it's the way the rules are the rules, but the way the things are written up is you're supposed to write your text down in groups of five. That way you can just glance at your message and get your check count easily. I've never learned to do that. I just write the message and then count. So that's not absolutely necessary, but that is a good tool for you if you can write it in groups of five. Alright, the signature is just that. Spell anything out again if it is unusual. When you're through with the traffic, say end of traffic. If you've got if you're sending a book of traffic or if you're sending more than one piece, you can say end of number one, more to follow, and then let the person that's receiving the traffic acknowledge for it before you continue. All right, any questions on that?
I don't have a question on that, but I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
It's me, Roger. I ran across something about URLs in the actual message. We need to find out what the correct way is to send a URL in a message, and that's if you know.
Yeah, I talked to a gentleman at ARRL yesterday about that, so I wouldn't be teaching it wrong. Let me get what I wrote here. It's in the new literature. Okay, a web address. Say you use our web address. It's 7290 TrafficNet would be one group. Dot Delta Oscar Tango would be another. Initials Oscar Romeo Golf would be a third. So that's a count of three. Now, in this instance where you've got numbers and figures, numbers and figures, where you've got figures. Words and numbers, you'll need to say mixed group in front of it, so you'll know that's one group. ARL.org, you would say initials ARL dot D-O-T initials Oscar Romeo Golf, and that's counted as three. The email address, I'll use mine as, for instance, the initials Juliet Kilo India, Echo India Tango Hotel at Alpha Tango, ETEX, ETEX, dot Delta Oscar Tango, net, N-E-T. And that's the way we decided to, they came up with to do it. Okay, Roger?
Email part of it, because I was making a comment that could sure make some of the messages get a little bit longer than the count of 25.
Yeah, it could, and we discussed that, but he just said that this is what they'd come up with, so that's the way a web address would be done. Email address, it's your first part, I'm using mine, J. Keith, Juliet Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel at Alpha Tango, ETEX Echo Tango Echo X-ray dot Delta Oscar Tango net, N-E-T. Okay, so it's basically the same thing.
Yes, but it would be counted at, yeah, but that, like your email address would be counted as five, message count of five.
Roger, roger. It'd be counted, in this case, as five. Now, depending on what, of course, yours is, but there's one address of one of our members that there's a period between some of the words, so you're going to need to put a dot in that place, so that's going to make it longer.
Yeah, okay. So, I can see here, I know I'm holding you up, but I can see here in the very near future that the count of your messages, the text in your messages are going to start going up from 25, because like your email address, there's done five characters, I mean five words right there, so we might start seeing the traffic go a little bit longer than 25 words.
Well, the way it stands now, it's still 25, and that's the way the they've decided to do the email addresses. Now, they might find that they need to do something different. If they do, I'll sure teach it that way. But right now, it's 25 word groups in the text, and the email address and the website email addresses are counted that way, okay?
That'll work. That'll answer my question. And I'm sure it answered a lot for other people, too. KD506.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Yeah, Carolyn and I were having that discussion the other day, and I decided I better call up there and get clarification on it, because I sure didn't want to teach it the wrong way. All right. Any other comments or questions? All right, and that information, by the way, is in the revised material that's on the website. If you want to pull up a new copy of it, that information is in there with an example. All right, I think that's all I have. We'll do this all over again next month on, March 2nd and March 5 at 9:30 and 12 noon. So if you missed some part of it today, you can check and join us on those days. Any other questions? I think that's everything I've got today.
Yeah, another quick one.
Go ahead, Roger.
The updated version is still at the same exact link you had it at. You just updated the text in it, correct?
Right, we just replaced the old text with the new, so it's the same exact spot. Look under training and then that center section.
Well, I was just asking so I knew if I had to go tell Jerry to change the spot to go look on our webpage, because we have it linked straight to yours. I asked you to, you know, a while back when we built our site, I asked you if we could link it straight to yours. So I was just making sure that the actual URL was still correct, so we didn't have to go change that.
Yeah, it's still the same. We just replaced the old one with the new, so that should work.
All right, well, I'll go check it out. Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks, Roger. All right, any other comments or questions before we say have a good weekend? All right, well, I hope hope this helped a little, and the new thing with all the websites and everything else, a little confusing, but I think we got that straight from the horse's mouth, ARRL, so that's the way we'll do it for a while, until they change their mind. All right, there's nothing else. I'll say 73 to everyone. Anything else? All right, 73, and everyone have a good weekend. Hope you enjoyed the training. K5As and K.